Carmel Sophie's In My Experience and My Experiment.
Whew. So I'm not on the beach, I'm doing my coastal walk again. And I've just done the stair climb, so I'm still a bit puffed. I kind of didn't know what I was going to talk about today. Tomorrow is a teacher's strike. Yay! So after actually Thursday, Friday, I had Mabel home. She had a sore throat. And so just to, you know, do the right thing, we had to go and get a COVID test. And for her to go, you know, back to school. And of course, she was totally fine. Anyway, so I had her home Thursday, Friday, and then she went back to school today. And now tomorrow is a teacher strike, which is totally fine. Teachers absolutely deserve a pay rise and better conditions. So I'm not, I'm not down on the teacher strike. I'm not even down really. It just means that I had a day where I thought I was going to get work done and have some sessions and stuff, and I've had to rearrange things. So tomorrow I was planning to walk on the beach and record a podcast episode, and had this day where I've got a session at one, but I'd put aside the rest of the day to do some weeding and stuff because I'm running a workshop at my studio on Wednesday. So needless to say, this is a really long-winded way of saying that I thought I was going to be able to record on the beach tomorrow as per my kind of normal schedule, but I couldn't because my plans have been thrown a bit AWOL. But we're all used to that by now, aren't we? Yes. So, I'm doing the hill walk, and I had no idea what I was going to talk about when I hit record. I had a couple of things kind of swimming around me, and one that I have wanted to create a post on, but I haven't quite got there yet. So I just thought I'd work on the idea. It's particularly relevant. Well, I'll be talking about projectors in human design, which is what I am, but I feel like it's kind of relevant anyway. So whether or not you're a projector, if you don't know your human design, then go check it out. You can get a free chart just at Jovian Archive if you have your birth details, and you can find out what type you are. But this is specific around projectors because we are here to be recognized and invited, and I'm a projector. So projectors are kind of like the guides, right? Like we're here to guide the energy of the other types. We can see more efficient ways of doing things, and we ask really powerful questions. And yeah, and we're here really to guide the energy. We're not here to do ourselves. We're here to really guide. So, but pointless if we don't have an invite. So there's two layers of complexity when you're a projector. There needs to be recognition. So you need to feel that person recognizes you. And then there's an invitation, which is somebody inviting you to something, right? And this is important for a projector because if we don't, like, we have a really penetrative aura, so we can really see deeply into another person. It's actually what we're designed to be. We're here to see inside others, and that is quite penetrative, right? Like, it's our aura kind of burrows into your, well, it's the magnetic monopole. It's like into your identity, and we can generally see. There's some types that we have a bit more difficulty, but if you're a generator or a manifesting generator particularly, we can really see what's in your way, what's the best path forward, and we can help kind of guide you there. So Yeah, but in order to do that, we need recognition and an invitation, because it's quite penetrative, right? And consent is important. So it's really important for us to have the consent of the other person. And that comes through them recognizing us, because if not, like as a projector, we don't have access to sacral energy, which means that we don't have this consistent life force flowing through us that allows us to do all the things. We don't. Generators do, providing they're doing something that they love and it feels really satisfying to them. There is an endless well of energy, but not for non-sacral types like projectors, manifestors and reflectors. It's not how we're built. So it's really important for us to have an invitation, because number one, it's a waste of that energy. If we're giving away ourselves freely, then and it hasn't been invited, then that person is just resistant to hearing us. They're not going to hear us, and therefore it's just a waste of the precious energy of which we have limited resources to, right? So this is why the invitation and recognition is really important. Number one, because it makes the other person, it's welcomed, right? Like there's a difference when advice is welcomed to when it's not, right? And if you're giving advice without it being requested, then generally doesn't go down so well. And for a projector, it leads to bitterness, right? So we really don't want to be doing that, wasting our energy and feeling bitter. Yuck. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about recognition, because for me, I feel like I love to feel recognized, but I also wonder sometimes if I have been very available for it. I think there's part of this projector story that requires us to recognize ourselves first, right? Like, and what I mean by that, because we're not actually here to know ourselves, we're here to know the other, but we do need to recognize ourselves. We need to recognize that we have something that of value to contribute. And we need to recognize that ourselves in the way of like, well, not everyone's going to get access to me. Not everyone is going to get the best of me, because I'm not here for everyone. I'm here for the limited few that recognize me. So by recognizing yourself and how much value you have to bring, then I feel like it stops us wasting that energy, you know? And value that, right? Like it's really about recognizing ourselves and valuing ourselves, so that we're not making ourselves available to everyone and anyone desperate for attention and recognition. Right? Like first it comes with recognizing ourselves and our value. And then I was thinking about how uncomfortable sometimes it can feel to have recognition. You know, I've been in and that this is something that as a projector, I think we can, like as a projector, our signature is success, and often when we have success, it can be triggering to the people around us, because life gets to be very easy for a projector who is their themselves, right? Like who they actually are, because life brings them opportunity and it brings them invitation, and they don't need to work for it. They can just kind of sit there. Like, I mean, I've been called Lady Muck before, you know, like having everyone serve us. Like actually that's how it can be for a projector who is experiencing success. And for a frustrated generator who is working and putting their energy into things that aren't feeling satisfying and frustrating, to see a projector in success is can be really like a pretty triggering kind of experience. Hey, So throughout your life, if you've been a projector and you've been in success and you've kind of been sitting and had things brought to you, yeah, like, oh, that can be a really triggering thing. And so I feel like sometimes projectors have had to actually dull themselves down in order to fit in, you know? But also, I can recognize now how uncomfortable I have been being recognized, because as someone who is quite an intense person, hey buddies, where's your parents? Oh, righto, that's all good. Two dogs. I thought they were just looking around, but there was someone sitting up on the cliff. What was I saying? So as someone, I was talking about projector success, recognition, right. As someone who has a penetrative kind of aura, that can be quite intense. Like projectors can be quite intense. It can feel like you can't get away from their gaze, you know, because they are seeing inside you, and that is an uncomfortable thing. And so a lot of projectors can have shit around rejection because we have been kind of too intense. And so that can lead to issues around being seen. It can make us uncomfortable because we've had to shut it down a bit. We've had to hold back parts of ourselves because we can be so intense. And so that leads to us kind of hiding a bit. And also, often people will see us, and it depends on, there's other factors to this, but not necessarily truly recognize us. Or we thought we had recognition, and then somebody shows us that actually they don't see us for who we are, which can be a really painful experience for a projector. And so I feel like part of the practice of getting ready for preparing for success as a projector is firstly recognizing yourself, as we've discussed, right? And then practicing being like, practicing accepting and being open to recognition, because often we can be closed to it, I think, not particularly open. It makes us feel good but uncomfortable, because because some of us have shut our light down so far that we aren't used to being actually recognized. So when we get it, it feels amazing, but I haven't been that available for it. So it can feel uncomfortable, you know? I remember, and I guess this is where it comes down to like everyone, right? Like, how comfortable are you with receiving compliments, or are you like batting them away? How comfortable are you with being seen by another or being seen by many? Are you available for that? Because I feel like some of us are not. And that makes it really tricky as a projector when you have all these gifts and you're not recognizing them yourself, but then you're also not really that open to receiving the recognition from others, then you just end up in a bitterness spiral, right? And I just was at a, you know, I've been experiencing a lot more recognition lately for my work in the world, and people speaking highly of me and talking me up to other people in front of me sometimes, and that can feel like uncomfortable, you know, because I'm like, oh, but actually that's what I'm here for. So I've been like doing my best to like have awareness of how uncomfortable it feels, and at the same time how good it feels, you know. And the more that I practice feeling okay with it, the more it kind of comes. The more I recognize myself, the more I recognize my gifts, the more I am more and more actually who I am and not coming from conditioning, since that plane is quite low. The more I feel like the more I can see the recognition coming. And the more I become comfortable with that recognition and the invitation, the more they present themselves. So it's kind of just like this practice, right? Of like recognizing myself, recognizing my value, and really when it comes to the openness in my chart, asking myself the not self questions. For me, they're things like, am I trying to prove I'm certain? Am I trying to answer everyone's questions? Am I trying to prove myself here? Am I in a hurry? Am I avoiding confrontation and the truth? You know, these are, am I trying to keep up? I'm kind of feel like I'm pretty well deconditioned in the sacral, but some of the other ones, not so much. So the more I ask myself those questions, the more I kind of, can show up more as myself. The more I show up more as myself and I recognize myself and my gifts, the more recognition I get, the more I can bathe in the recognition rather than deflect it, the more opportunity and invitation come my way. So, and I think like, yes, this is a very projector related conversation, but I do think it goes much broader than that, because I feel like particularly women, we often aren't that comfortable with receiving recognition where we deserve it. We're not very good at recognizing ourselves and our own gifts and having boundaries around that. We're just not that good at receiving sometimes. And the projector way is all about receiving. So that's my thoughts today. Hope you found some of it useful, even if you're not a projector. And until next week, peace out. Carlos Ortiz, I'm Carla Nimmo.